Spooky Halloween. Spooky Halloween. Spooky Halloween.
Holy guacamole.
That was it. That was it.
Guacamole.
You know, Scott has like avocado toast every morning. He makes it for himself every morning.
Yeah.
And somebody asked
me. Good for him.
I know.
That's so indulgent. I love that.
Somebody asked me the other morning, oh, what do you eat for breakfast? And I say, milkshake.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, what does Scott eat for breakfast? And I go, he wakes up every morning, makes toast. And I couldn't think of the word avocado. So you know what I said? It's close. I said he makes toasts and put guacamole on it every morning.
That is the same thing, essentially. Does he like mash it up and everything? Season
yeah.
it? Yeah, I mean, it is guacamole.
Cumin.
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 What a dirty spice.
Cumin.
You cumin?
I hate the smell of that.
Oh.
Like, you can't kiss me with that cumin breath.
That's funny. Well, it's also just, it's like taco seasoning to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so heavy in the taco seasoning
yes.
that I buy.
Yeah.
That like I can't use cumin in many other things because I'm like it's
taco.
Lending taco to me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I have a story.
Oh, let's hear
or
it.
Or it's just more about a current event. Did you watch Cher perform at the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
No, I didn't even know that was happening.
So it happened.
Okay.
And I don't know, I haven't been following it closely. I always saw that event as very geared towards men.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Any videos you've seen, it's always just like as slutty as they can make them.
With wings.
Correct. This one felt to me in the clips that I saw, very geared towards the gays.
Oh.
Because, first of all, Cher performed.
Yeah, okay.
And did Strong Enough and fucking Turn Back Time.
Oh.
And so, like, back-to-back in a medley. So
what?
It was just like, gay.
How many songs did she sing?
Just the two.
Oh, was that at the top?
It wasn't the full show. She came at the end, right?
Okay. I don't know how they work.
I don't know. I think they change it up, too. So it's like they had sections, maybe.
Okay. How many underwear can you sell?
Listen. And they had, like, Tyra Banks came out and walked for the first time
love,
in 20 years.
Love.
Which was fucking great.
Did somebody throw something at her?
No.
She deserves to be taken down a peg. The way she treated those women on that show.
Oh, on America's Next Top Model? Are you joking?
I'm glad we're talking about that now.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't her. It was the producers.
But sometimes I think it was her.
I think she liked it. I think
well,
she was
Well, she definitely
like,
fed into it.
Well, she's like, this is how everybody treated me.
Well, she also didn't step back and be like, no, we shouldn't do that. She was like, yeah, dunk them. Anyway. They were so dirty to the women on that show. You're right. It was crazy. Early 2000s reality
TV, though. Braces off.
You chop off all your hair, you still feel pretty now. Like, it was really hard.
Anyway,
she walked. And, yeah.
To
I mean,
jail.
Like, even the costumes, even the, I say costumes.
Yeah,
even
they
everything
are.
They were wearing
yeah.
was so much more, like, creative, sort
oh.
of artsy and stuff like that.
Okay.
That I was like, you're not only selling sex here.
That's
and
nice.
You're not, it's not the male gaze. I mean.
That's nice.
I'm not the one to say that, but it felt like that to
okay.
me.
Okay.
It was cool.
I like that.
I highly recommend you looking it up just for Cher's performance alone because
that sounds interesting.
She's everything.
Whew. You know, I was afraid that taking the social media off of my phone is going to make me not in tune with the world's presence.
I know, you like to be on it.
And I really like to be on it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna become obscure.
Well, what's funny is no, I think that, like, because we joke about, like, you're on it, but there's also this, like, balance between things that come up that you are already interested in before.
Yes, yeah.
So I think what we're going to find is you're like, oh, I'm really into this right now. And I'm like, that's literally a TikTok trend.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just means you know how to have fun without it.
Do I, though? It's going to be a test.
We're going to find out.
We're going to test it. We're going to test it.
Scary.
Oh, my God. It's so scary. You know how reality television has sort of come full circle? Have we talked about this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where you're going.
Okay. We were watching Survivor last night.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's a great season
That's
of Survivor.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
But let me tell you.
Okay.
Reality television has come full circle. I think Drag Race is starting to do this, too.
Okay.
We are now really putting in those villains.
We're coming back
people,
around to
yes.
the crazy. Yeah.
We are now starting to put the crazies. We are starting to put the
people. We need to phase that out. That's
yeah,
true.
I know. We are starting to put people back on television who have absolutely no self-awareness
yeah.
about who they actually are.
They're not casting it as much as well. I mean, like, they're casting it, but, like, they're not picking I feel like there was a while there where you had like your safe casts for reality shows.
Yes, you're right.
Now they're just casting a different
because movie. There are a few people on Survivor this time around who I am legitimately afraid of.
Yeah.
Who I would, if I was stuck on that island with those people, I would be afraid.
Variety, though. Again, it's kind of that empathy thing. Maybe you can't empathize, but you're like, I'm seeing a different kind of human here.
Well, it just goes back.
A different experience.
It just goes back to like people being like, oh, I don't act that way. That's how they edited me.
Uh-uh.
And I'm like, no, you just don't know who you are.
Right.
Until you are with a bunch of people in an extreme situation.
Or see yourself on camera.
Which is tough. And so, yeah, there's a couple people on there. Mm-hmm. It's scary. But okay, where I'm going with this I think they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because there are so many shows right now where they want to cast reality television villains. Mm-hmm. You have The Traitors, you have the House of Villains or something like that.
Yeah, they're really popular.
And so they're very popular.
The old ones are like, we're coming back to it.
And so it's like, I don't know. It's this weird sort of disgusting outlet that I think reality is sort of going back to. Mm-hmm. That's not very healthy. But
no.
It makes messy television.
Yeah, it makes entertainment. Mm. Well, I have two thoughts about that. Which are like, I also think it's closer to human experience.
Absolutely.
So if we're talking reality TV here, I feel like we're getting back to the essence of that.
Yes.
I don't think there's obviously all these horror stories about the ways that they got those kinds of films from the early 2000s.
Yes.
Hopefully we're past that.
Right.
But
Starving people. Yeah.
Okay. And I also don't think, though, that we are getting, like, our stock cast reality shows anymore, which is nice.
Well, this also because I think we're starting to see us on television.
Right. That's a really good point. I think there was, in our ebb of flows of, like, more conservative, more progressive, if that's how you want to look at it.
Right.
I think society had a moment where we're like, we only want to see people treating each other well on TV.
Yeah.
And that's valid.
Yes.
And that was mostly through the Trump years.
Yes.
And now we're like, we're ready for like human behavior again.
But I think because people have completely changed.
I think so too.
Are much more on edge. It's like after 9/11.
I hope we're accepting our shadow selves more as well. Like I hope that our store of human experiences is getting widened so that we're like, I want to see villains on TV because I relate to them a little bit and I don't want to feel so bad about having these thoughts. And I want to see someone enact them in real life and I don't have to. Again, reading.
Reading.
Yeah.
Reading.
Right.
Read American Psycho by Bret Easton Ellis.
Everybody go and read American Psycho because the movie's wonderful, obviously. Different experience.
Different experience.
But you got to read that book to just understand our economy. Because, like, in my opinion, nothing has changed.
I just think, I know Bret Easton Ellis, he wrote American Psycho. He has some interesting takes on some interesting things.
Oh, yeah.
I think, but his writing speaks to something inside of me that I see myself in through the way these characters think and how they, like, react to people.
Right.
And if you start to see yourself like that and you... I mean, God forbid, learn from their mistakes.
Oh, sure.
And I think just grow as a human.
Yeah.
Because some of those people in reality television shows are not growing as humans.
Oh, no.
They're just like, this is me.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, and that's, we see that with those kind of repeat stars.
Yes.
That especially on Netflix.
Yeah.
They are running a cycle of the same people through different reality shows. And it's true. They'll bring back the ones that do that. That are like, I have kind of like who I present.
Belinda Barga.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they cast them for. I think those people are more aware of who they are, but they've also created a character.
Yes.
Because we're not getting like a holistic view of them.
Yeah.
I do think though, you're right about getting a more real experience because think about, I don't know her name, but I see you eat every day. Like that.
Ooh.
From Survivor. You don't remember her? Girl. That was not that long ago.
I see you every day. Her story was crazy, though.
I remember you told me the end of it.
She was like a millionaire.
Yeah.
I was rooting for her.
I felt
like the biggest joker after she came out and told all this stuff.
The joker is me.
I felt duped.
Yeah, you
I
were.
Was scammed. You, I we was all scammed. Were. I was scammed.
But she put in a real performance that day. She laid her whole pussy out on that beach.
Oh, man.
I loved that. God. No, I think you're right, though. I think it can be good, but how good can reality television be? You know what I mean? What is good?
I saw these people experiencing Love is Blind.
I started to get real.
Change the topic. Love is Blind on Netflix.
Yeah. Crazy show.
Somehow, though, they all watch it blind. Like, they also don't know what the people look like.
Yes.
And so they come up with their own, like, who they think all these people are and who they would choose and everything. And they also get the reveal when the stars get the reveal. Not stars. The contestants get the reveal. And I think that sounds so fun.
Now I'm confused.
Okay, well.
Who gets it at the same time as the contestants?
Us watching.
Correct.
Because they put a towel over the TV so you can't see anything, but they listen to it. Now, I don't, why haven't watched the show? The only way I've ever watched the show is on Trixie and Katia's show.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's set up. I don't know how they get it to work. Mm-hmm. But they watch the show blind. And then when they see each other, they drop the towel.
Oh. I'm still confused. Well, give me like a timeline.
Okay.
Like when they see the show after it's aired?
No.
Okay.
Okay, it's you and me.
Okay.
We're watching Love is Blind.
Right.
We've never seen it before.
After it's aired?
No.
Why are we watching it before?
Do they release it weekly? Let's say they release it weekly.
Okay.
We're on episode one. Season one, episode one.
Okay.
The people who are supposed to like each other
right.
have never seen each
the
other.
The contestants, yes.
Yeah, they just speak to each other.
Right, through a wall.
Yeah. We are doing that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a towel over it. So we're just listening. And we get to make assumptions about those people. And we get to dream what those people look like. And then when they reveal to each other, we drop the towel. And you'd be like, were my assumptions right? Would I like this
person? You mean that viewers don't see the contestants until they meet? That's not how it works.
No, I know that's not how it works. I'm just saying that's what these people did. I'm just saying that's what these people did.
For as often as we talk, as like close as we are, I've never been so far off your wavelength before.
I don't think I was doing a good job.
No, you're fine. It makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
It would be fun if that were an auditory experience for the audience until we got to meet each other.
Yeah, thank you.
I agree. That makes it very
interesting. How do we set it up?
Because the audience then has to, but that's also kind of like dramatic irony.
Yes.
It's like, I see these two getting together and I know he's not gonna like her.
I know, but also like, I wanna participate.
Yeah.
And that would be like
that would be a fun version of it. I think they should at least try it. Listen, there are like 8 of them now or something. Yeah, that would be a fun version.
Just to figure out how to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got there. That was me, girl.
That was like scary.
I felt like I was high or something. I don't know.
Wow.
Stroke, probably.
We are old. Oh.
Are you old too? Tell us. How do you cope?
Cold cream. I eat it.
Yeah, I do too.
Spoonfuls.
How many youths are in this jar? God, I love Hocus Pocus 2. I watch
it's
it
good.
Every year.
It's good.
Every year. And sometimes I watch it in the summer because I'm feeling like Halloween.
Every year? It came out, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah. I'm not joking, bitch. And I got Derek in on it, too. I'm
it's good.
You want to watch Hocus Pocus 2?
It's
like,
good.
Yeah.
You know, after you get past the beginning.
I like it all.
I know.
You don't like it until the witches get there?
I think the young stuff is just okay.
I think I like it all.
I think the woman from the soccer movie, I thought her addition was just fine.
Woman from the soccer movie.
The powerful witch in the beginning that grants them their
power. Oh, yeah, Hannah, what's her name? Yeah. Oh, she's perfect in that.
I mean, it was fine.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like that.
Her costume
is
pretty.
Oh, and the old ones, like the kid versions of them. I think that's cute.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was, what's his name, who did the costumes? I follow him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. But...
What?
Well, I deleted Instagram.
Oh, right.
he's been posting every day this month every day this month, October, mm-hmm. Halloween.
October.
October.
Somehow I have caught, stayed off of that train this whole time.
He's been posting behind the scenes photos. Ooh. He's been posting behind the scenes photos.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was it.
That was it. Good story, girl. Here's $20.
I think he posted a photo of that costume and I said, oh, that's pretty. I think that's where this was going. You're welcome.
Love it. Mm. That's cool. I like the production of that movie. I think that's what carries me through the first part of it. Like, it's a true, good, old movie. There's not a ton of CGI in there.
That forest is real that they're in.
That forest is so pretty. Yeah. Oh my God, that's such a good set. And then, I honestly think about their costumes. Like, I just enjoy that so much in the beginning. I know that's silly, but every time those three girls come on screen, I'm like, their school costumes are perfect. And then I remember the behind the scenes thing, they're like, they know how they got the blouse and all that.
Yes.
I think they're just really cute. I like watching good production.
I remember what I was going to tell you from that other story.
Already.
he posted this picture of Winifred Sanderson, but as a kid.
Okay, yeah.
And how the director said, I want her bonnet to mimic the hair that she has as an adult. And I was like, how did I never notice that?
It's great.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was the end of that story.
Wow.
Spooky.
But they were putting some real movie shit in there.
Oh, yes.
That's what that's about.
I mean, people were playing multiple parts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, we were doing it.
Yeah. It's a great movie. I think they're going to make a third one.
You know, I think Bette kind of hinted at that.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Did she ever make it on Real Housewives?
Who?
Bette Midler?
No.
For a minute on X, Twitter, sorry. She was like, how do I get on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? She's like, I think I'd be a great asset. She was like pushing for it. And I said,
does she live in Beverly Hills?
I don't know. But make a move there. I don't know. Buy her a rental.
Yeah.
I would live for that.
I would watch, maybe.
Have you seen any of because it sort of reminds me.
Ghosts. Bette Midler said no.
Mm-hmm. Boo.
Boo.
How Kathy Hilton joined the cast at some point.
As in Hilton's Paris mother. Hilton's mother.
And okay. She, as in Paris Hilton's mother. And she is an interesting part of that now.
Oh, really?
Because it's very, you can tell she's like, I'm gracing you with my presence because, I'm true A-list and, you all are famous because of this thing. And she'll, be friends with them, but she is that on the show. So that is what I imagine Bette would be, where it's like, I'm having fun with you and, I'm going to play your games, but just remember who is really the star at the end of the day.
You know,
I would live for that.
There's an awful movie with Bette Midler in it. A lot of people are in this movie.
Oh, Back to Business?
No, I love that bad
movie. Do you?
Movie.
Oh,
it's a bad movie. Okay, no. This is a more recent movie. That is a remake of an old movie called The Women.
That is a terrible movie.
Yeah, okay. But Bette Midler in that?
Yeah, it's really
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
She kind of doesn't miss for me.
No.
Because she will come on there and give you her best Broadway.
Yeah.
Kind of like she's just an entertainer.
Yeah, she's like, listen, I'm making my $50 and I'm going to have fun.
But I'm also going to give you a show. Like, because she really does give it to the audience.
Mm, you know what? We need less Graces in the world who only give about this.
Yeah.
We need more people who give this.
Agreed. And more
but
Karens.
But they want to.
Yeah.
They want to give this because they want to be memorable.
That's a good point.
And they want to have fun.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of self-conscious performers as well.
Oh.
Think about some of the rom-com women and whatever. They're not going to do what Bette's doing because they don't want to look stupid or ugly.
What did Sandra say? Oh, the crying fag.
Right. He was too busy looking pretty.
Well, some people do have to get over that hump.
Don't look at me too close.
Don't make me jump out of my third floor apartment.
I grinded on that ground last week for the music video.
You did.
I did.
We all did.
Listen, we gotta grind for the work. That's also what I mean when I say I'm on my grind.
Grinding? Yeah. Oh, like there's a grind wheel and you're humping it?
No, actually. Yeah. when people...
actually.
People are like, yeah, I gotta go out and grind for my work or whatever. I'm like, I'm actually just humping.
The grindstone.
You know the grindstone. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Sex with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kin down there?
Kin?
Yeah. Did it rub off? The grindstone is moving.
I don't know where the word kin came in, though.
Barbie, kin.
Ken. I heard kin?
Kin.
Like
kin.
K-I-N?
Like you're my kin.
And I was like, am I related to the grindstone?
Are you?
We're having an off communication day.
You're
Oh, man.
Man. Man alive.
Man alive. What else is scary? What else are you afraid of?
Oh, lots of things.
What, do you have like a number one fear? And nothing like, I don't know. That's valid. I'm trying to keep it more like irrational.
Oh, irrational fears.
Yeah. Like death and like loneliness and like ostracism, whatever. Like are scary, yes.
Like, do you want like OCD fears? Like I hit a bump in the road and I think I hit a kid?
Sure.
Okay, I don't think that.
Right, that's
but
real.
Some people do.
That is. And immersive therapy for that is so hard. Just keep driving.
Afraid of disappointing people. Oh, that's not an irrational an irrational fear.
I would say that's irrational. I don't think you're disappointing.
Okay. Oh. Okay. You want to hear something scary? Mm-hmm. Scott told me. Maybe I shouldn't tell this story.
Oh, okay. Well,
no,
we don't have to.
No, no. So, you know, like an old doors with skeleton keys. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Do you know how to open that door?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "If it's locked."
With the skeleton.
Well, okay, but say you're on the other side of the door, trying to get in.
Doesn't it work both ways?
No.
Okay.
But you don't have the key. The key's on the other side.
Got it.
Setting up. And he goes, "You know how to do that?" And I was like, "No." He's like, "You just stick something into that hole, drop that key, put a piece of paper down first."
Oh, sure.
And then you slide it under.
That's clever.
Why do you know that, first off? Second of all, the basement door is a skeleton door key. So he's got me freaked out. No, he made me freaked out. Yeah. That's kind of an irrational fear.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. You also have another door at the top that's actually locked.
Well, that's the one that can be pushed.
Not well, the one to the
outside.
Is
not the one to the
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, then you're fine.
I just get creepy.
I wonder how he did learn that. Probably from a movie,
I
right?
I don't know, but ever since he's told me that now, when I'm sitting in my chair and I can kind of see the stairs over here, I imagine somebody doing this in the spindles, watching me.
Ooh, creepy.
And every time I hear a noise, I think, they went down.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay, let's get into it.
Like Barbarian.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
Oh, it's a good movie. Sorry for everybody who hated it. It's good.
I love that movie. I have those irrational thoughts sometimes too.
Okay.
Here, because our back door is that way as well.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's straight out, right?
Yeah. Right.
Don't listen. And like we have maintenance people come and go sometimes, that aren't super great about like letting themselves be known or leaving a note and stuff like that, which I don't like. And so I do get paranoid about that sometimes, where I'm like, I'll come home for lunch in the middle of the day or something, and I'm like, someone was here.
Oh, hate that.
And like, I have no sign of that.
They don't tell you?
And I'm looking.
Oh,
no.
This is a fear.
It's a fear.
Oh God.
And I'm looking around and I'm like, if something has moved like an inch or something like that, and I'm just like, okay, I think it's fine. But I just get this feeling, and I hate that. Because it's also day fear, which I don't play with, because I get it night.
Yeah.
And I'll tell myself too, like, I can't really trust a thought after 9 p.m. If it's like really bringing me some shit, I'm just like, I gotta wait till the morning. And, but during the day, yeah, that one really got me. Gets me. It's happened.
Well, and I don't have that next door neighbor app.
Oh, don't.
But I
paranoid.
Did sign up for it.
No,
so
don't.
I get the emails every once in a while.
You need to unsubscribe.
Oh
from
my
that.
God.
No, because all that is full of people being like, I saw someone today. Oh out on the God. Sidewalk.
Like, I got this.
Oh, they were walking for 5 minutes past my house, and you're like, you're okay.
That's how it's
you're
like.
You're safe.
But the emails are like, couple shot and home evasion.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, what the?
Right. No. I mean, maybe, but like, it's not coming for you.
I don't know. I did go home last night after work, and this man was screaming. Walking down the street screaming.
I mean, get in line, girl.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yes, but it does feel frightening.
And I'm like,
it does feel frightening. It's just that time of year.
You know what?
You gotta get out and scream.
You know, that's it. Yeah. The leaves are dying. Your soul is dying. Yeah. Get out and scream.
Oh, we got out the other day.
We did?
Yeah. We went to Boo at the Zoo.
We did go to... I love the way you tack on extra zeros. Extra zeros at the end of Boo.
You're a computer, aren't you? I knew it. Ones and zeros, I'm out. You're like, I mean O's.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Good time. So at the St. Louis Zoo, they have this thing every year at night during this time of year where they like decorate in all these really cool Halloween decorations. Yeah. And like it's mostly for kids, I think. But like there are adults there too.
The chicken strips were good. I'm sorry you didn't get any.
That I can't talk about.
You know what?
The systems were down.
Can I tell you?
And I had to get my own uppers,
all
right?
The minute that all started, I was like, the whole time I was like, why didn't I, we all just migrate over to that?
I should
all
have.
Of us. I was like, why didn't I just say, why don't we all just go over here and do this?
Because you literally got the last order before like all the lines shut down.
It was weird.
And like we had gotten in line before you.
Yes, yes.
But no, that was all fine. And then, yeah, it was really enjoyable. Nice, cool night.
Oh, yeah.
Really
they have this, like,
folly.
Bubble and smoke machine.
Yes,
that were
all over the
at
places.
The same time. And the best part was when the bubbles had, like, smoke in them, and then when you held out your hand, it would go, and the smoke would kind of sit there for a second. Ugh! Magical.
Magic. Yeah, we got to get a bubble machine for you. Because all they were, it was one machine, but it was literally just like, here's the bubbles, here's the fog, and they're just, like, shooting them out at the same time, like, hope they mix.
Hope, yeah.
And,
it's like what Jesus did. Hope they mix.
Hope they mix. And, when?
Who? when? Jesus. When the Romans. You know, Jesus was alive during the Romans.
Right, but when he was killed, these don't mix?
The blood and the water?
That's what it was.
Yeah, because you're drinking the water, but it's blood. Is that right?
I think that's Old Testament.
The crickets coming?
Yeah, that's old.
Okay.
That's not Jesus. That's his dad.
Oh, God.
But I'm not here to teach you about the Bible.
That's one book I didn't read.
Girl, and you never have to. You never have to read that book. I'm sorry. People like to pretend. I say people, like everyone who believes that book likes to pretend like it is our only binding moral document on this planet. Listen, you can learn to not kill from plenty of places.
Have you ever read All About Me from the American Girl Dolls? All About Me.
Thou shalt not kill. That's what it says in that book.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah. I learned it there first, not the Bible, all right? Get it straight. So, could you imagine an American Girl Bible?
They probably have that.
I bet they do.
I don't know. Counterfeit.
Or, I mean, just like the American Girl version of the Bible. I would love to write that history. As if the American girls were the people that wrote the Bible.
Yeah, I like that.
They were the council.
That's what
AI decided on the chapters.
That's what AI is.
We got to put that story in.
It's like I was telling somebody at work the other day. They were talking about AI, and I was like,
right, for the stories that you don't want to flesh out completely on your own, but you're just purely curious about.
They're like, well, what would you ever use AI for? And I was like, I have one thing that I'd use AI for. And they're like, what? And they're like, well, there's this series of books written by a woman who wrote about six of them, maybe seven. Mm-hmm. And it's about a woman, a Neanderthal woman. Mm. Well, she's not a Neanderthal.
We're talking about Clan of the Cave Bears.
We are talking about Clan of the Cave Bears. They made that movie one. That one movie, that first movie, they made that into a movie with Daryl Hannah.
When? In the 80s?
In the 80s. Ooh. Girl, it's good.
I mean, I'm sure.
It's a little rapey. But that's how it was.
Listen, so it's Game of Thrones.
but I said I would feed those books into AI so that I could see the rest of those movies.
Okay. Yeah. Keep them going. Put Dune in there.
Put Dune in there.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it up.
See what the computer comes up with.
Listen.
Because no one else is going to do it for me.
No.
No one else is making those movies.
Well, and then you're also like getting into like copyright territory and shit like that. Like people can't afford to take those kinds of things.
Right, right.
So like I do get that this technology is also allowing us to
But I guess I could just read them again. But they're so long.
You also want a new story. That's the whole, that's what I heard there. It's like, I love the characters, I love the world, but I just need a new story.
See, I could experience the story again, I just want to watch it.
Oh, you want, I see. I thought you were doing ChatGPT, but you want like the AI movie.
I want the AI movie.
Got it.
Even if it's just like the images kind of moving.
I prefer that, actually,
yeah.
At least at this point in time, to the fully rendered ones, because they're less. You know what I mean?
I know what I want to get
Even
into.
Even the little jiffy ones, the little subtle, those are smoother.
Yeah, I like those. I know what I want to get into, which you probably have no idea that it's happening.
Great.
Bombshell tonight.
Okay, Nancy.
Cynthia Erivo. People have been messing with that.
I do know
poster.
About this because I just talked to Derek about it for like 45 minutes before you got here.
Okay, so I'm excited to hear your take, but I'm going to tell my take first.
I bet it's the same as mine.
Okay.
Talking about the memes and the one she chose to speak up on?
I'm talking about when they were redoing that Wicked poster.
Yep.
And when I first saw it, this was my first reaction. Mm-hmm. It ain't that deep.
No.
That was my first reaction.
Right. I would say good first reaction.
I was like, girl, that ain't that deep.
No.
And then I said, hold on.
Oh, you mean reaction to Cynthia's post? Or first reaction to the poster?
That was my reaction to Cynthia's reaction.
Oh, okay. Okay, keep going.
Yes.
I had a different reaction then.
I was like, too deep.
Okay.
And then I was like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. I was like, look at it again. Mm-hmm. Read her response again. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is an important opinion.
Yes.
And I started reading other people's comments, and I'm like, I don't think you all are getting the point that right. she's making, right. which is, this is my project. Mm-hmm. This is my image. This mm-hmm. is me playing this part. This right. is what we discussed. This is the imagery we wanted to put out there. Right. And I didn't want to hide my face.
Exactly.
I didn't want to hide who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an opinion that really matters.
Well, yes.
And I think it's an opinion that people want to just flippantly forget about. But it's like, okay, well, you're just color erasing again.
Well, you're being racist.
Right, yeah. right. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't think you quite understand
no.
what she's saying.
Which is surprising to me, I think.
The public's response. But I had to sit back and be like, well, I did have that first reaction, which
Agreed.
Was, it's
right.
not that deep. They are just trying to make the photo.
Sure.
But I started to really examine it, and I was like, you know, I don't like the red lip thing. It harkens back to something really nasty that we used to do in entertainment.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then I was like, it's an appropriate opinion to have.
Well, yes.
And it's...
I keep saying well.
But it's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just thought that was really interesting, especially for a group of people who tout the story as being...
About inclusivity.
I mean, that is literally what the entire story is
exactly.
about. And I just...
It was kind of a wild moment.
It was kind of a wild moment. But it's also a wild moment that a lot of people got on there and were like, Cynthia Erivo is a egomaniac. And all this stuff. And
well,
I was like...
No.
It's like, are you sure?
I don't know.
Do you know her?
Well, because here's the... Like, in my... Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, either. That's all my story.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Because it's just like... I get it. This has a fan base where they wanted an exact recreation. It's the most famous poster of the thing they were trying to recreate from the Broadway one. Up until that moment... There have been, like, because she talked about the other AI things that have been made, ones that, like, punch each other.
She hates the fighting one, yes.
But she also posted one the other day in her stories, a meme, where it's, like, the war-torn one. Like, it's this old meme, and it's this guy who's, like, in the middle of a war zone, and he looks all, like, exhausted, and they put her in the middle of it in her alphabet thing. And she reposted it because she thought it was really funny.
Okay, yes.
And so I was, like, my first reaction to that, I was, like, why did she choose to say something against this one?
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, it must have been very important to her
right.
that it was different.
Yes.
And then I immediately thought, yeah, it's probably because she wanted to show her full face because it is a very big moment. And it would be, if they had covered her face, that would have been the headline. Was it is racist to do that and erase her.
Yeah.
And so, I think that she was just like, nope, this was my line and you all crossed it. So I'm going to speak up on it now.
It's, well, and that poster is communicating something completely different.
Correct.
A Broadway poster, people are going to be in and out of that role for 20 years.
Oh, right. It needs to be a little generic.
It has to. I think people were completely missing that point as well. But it's just like, listen, this movie is about Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. I'm sorry. That's it. It's about Wicked, too. But it's about them.
Yeah.
They're the catalysts of the movie.
Well, it's also a film. We're not... There is something to that separation with stage. You're not looking at detail in the storytelling to tell you.
Yes.
But in film, you are. So you need a face and you need the emotion of the face because her, she's not smiling.
No.
It is a very specific expression.
Yes.
and in character, all of these things. Like, I'm reading things from that yeah. when I look at her face. Yes. In it. So I'm like, you're right. They're telling a story here, and it's the same story, but you're getting a different view on it.
Yes.
Because it's a film.
Yeah.
And I was just like, also, how can you be so chronically online and know, and not know, that movies and PR and all of that stuff have such careful consideration that they talk about these things, and often the stars have input with their image. So it's just like, to have that initial take and be like, well, you got it wrong. It's like, well, why did you not think about how they decided to make it this?
But people
it's are, not like they were just like, here, we did it.
Right. People are never satisfied. But
except for Twisters.
Twisters. But Cynthia Erivo in The Outsiders, have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, we watched it together. Perfection. Yeah.
That television show.
Oh, scary. Like, actually scary. Oh,
it's scary.
Not like, I like to watch it because, like, it's fun, scary. Like, Alien, like, love those movies.
Scary.
Actually scary.
It's scary. Yeah. Watch it. HBO. Mm. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Spooky.
One of the best Stephen King adaptations, I'd say.
Either, oh, my God. As well. Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The tone, scary. Yeah. He wrote another book recently. I think it is it called Holly? Mm-hmm. I read it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you the title of it. It has her character in it.
Oh, she's back. Mm-hmm. He's got to bring that around.
I'm like, I want them to make this okay. and bring her back because it's so good and it's all about her. It's Ooh. All about her. It's so good. It might be called Holly.
I know, just about her. I would love that.
Yeah.
Because she was easily the star of that show.
Which in the book she's not so much.
No, and in the show
she is.
They make it about the dad.
Yes.
I mean they try to, but I'm saying she stole the show.
She did stole. She did.
She
steal
still
it.
Stole it.
She stole it. She stole it.
She stole it.
Oh.
That was... Yeah, people are freaking out about the Wicked poster. They made that choice, and it's the right one.
I think so. Wild.
And it's a good poster. Calm down.
I'm so excited.
I am too. I it's been a ride.
Yeah.
Will I, won't I? But I'm excited.
You know what really came around? You know what really changed my mind? Mm. Ariana Grande on SNL.
Was she really funny? I heard she was funny.
Half. There was like, but there were some really good moments yeah. where I was like, okay.
She might be about to turn this out.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of my only worry.
She's my only worry.
Also,
Bo and Yang is a little worried too. He might take me out of it. Sorry.
I trust him enough to give
okay.
him a shot.
Okay.
And, but all of the affair drama has died down.
Yeah.
Because isn't that still happening?
I think that was all made up.
No, it was real. Because he divorced his wife, like, mid-shooting or wow. something like that.
We don't know the whole story.
We don't, but it went away. It also went away.
It did go away. There was some money.
I want to know if they're still together.
She wore some ugly dresses on SNL, I'll tell you that.
I bet she did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, we should talk about scary movies.
What kind of scary movies?
Okay, so last night, finally,
yeah.
Watched Alien Romulus. Ooh, it's good. Girl, it's good.
Okay.
Whew, ready to say that?
It's good. Best favorite?
Not the best.
Okay.
Alien, first one, absolute favorite.
Okay.
Aliens is up there, obviously, because yeah. it's just okay. a really good movie.
Yeah.
I really like Prometheus because
Prometheus.
That was my first one. So like,
that
was my first Alien franchise movie. That was also the first scary movie I ever saw in theaters. And I went alone because it was like after the church stuff and all of that.
Okay. Were you in France?
No.
No. Just wear the shot.
Don't wear the shot. And I wish I hadn't gone alone though because I was like,
scary.
I can handle this. And I was like, I can't handle this.
I watched that movie and didn't know it was an Alien movie.
We all didn't. They didn't advertise it that way, remember?
Oh, well, that's why I didn't know.
Yeah, it was meant to be a little bit of a switcheroo on you.
Love that.
Because I remember people at the time being like, so it's not an Alien movie, is it? And he was like... But then they show up at the end, and it's
They show up at the end.
So this one is up there with those top three.
Okay.
Somewhere, I don't know yet, because I'm still deciding. But like, goddamn, good movie. Also, like, story, all of that aside...
Okay.
Whoever the director is, it is a beautifully shot movie. Ooh, okay. I'm getting goosebumps. whatever CGI they used it right.
Okay.
The sets were right. Like, the angles, the camera movement, the first 5 minutes, I text you immediately.
You did.
I was like, I was trying to be cool, but the opening credits of that movie are so cunty. They're so good. Also, what's fun about it is you learn a lot about the universe.
Oh.
And like all of this, like, because you know how they've been hinting at it and like little here's and there's, you learn a big chunk of it in this movie. So choke it up.
What's that thing that?
Right. Yeah.
I love that.
Pepper grinder.
Yeah. But you like that?
I do.
Those girls, they're like taking a picture and then they do this in front of the boys. You don't know that?
I don't know what that is. Is that a TikTok thing?
Yeah.
What
they're like,
do?
I don't know, they're like college students and it's like a girl taking a picture with a guy. Like, pretend you're the guy and I'm going to take a picture of you.
Listen, suck it, straight
it's
boys.
It's so funny.
That's really funny,
because I love their reactions.
Because I'm sure they're like,
or like, you know, I don't know.
No one's laughing at it, though, like they should be.
No one's laughing at
We're
it.
We're laughing.
They're caught every single time. They're like, oh, pretty girl wants to take a picture with me. Buy
That's
it,
such
like
a
it,
Millie
gag.
Make
it. Put it aside and get up in it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Alien Romulus, great. Oh, Run, Don't Walk.
Yeah. If we start early enough tonight, I would like to watch that.
We should.
I like that.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Have you seen any other scary movies lately? I still haven't seen Long Legs. That one's on my list.
I would love to see Long Legs.
I did have a friend the other day tell me, they're like, don't get too hyped for it, though. Because they're like, everyone's been hyping it so hard, they're like...
I have a friend at work that saw it, and she absolutely loved it.
Okay. I'm gonna go in excited. That's all I'm gonna do.
I you know why I'm most interested in it? It's because that freak from Legally Blonde directed it.
Yes.
That's the only reason why I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Because he's
And you
hot.
Know he has, I watched a trailer the other day, he has another one coming out this year.
Like him. Yeah, how do we get friends with him?
I don't know. Let's DM him.
Okay.
We can add him.
Add him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have watched a scary movie. Yeah. I have watched a scary movie.
Uno.
It was bad.
What was it?
We watched the new Salem's Lot last week.
Oh, you were so excited.
Okay.
And the trailer looked good.
The first 30 minutes, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then just starts breaking apart. Mm. I will say it's one of my favorite Stephen King books. Mm-hmm. I love that book. It takes place, it's a long period of time. Mm-hmm. They really...
Putting it in there.
They're really putting it in there.
Yeah. Stephen was doing his research that
year. Not enough vampires. And it's...
Is it Vampire Story?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, Salem's Lot. It's about an old creepy house in Jerusalem's Lot.
Okay.
But everyone calls it Salem's Lot.
Okay.
And the owner of the house, somebody buys it. I think somebody buys it. Or they move in and there's a vampire. It's like Dracula. Only instead of Dracula's castle, he lives in that house.
Oh, okay.
And there's a rider and then there's like other people.
Funny as a rider.
But it has like one of the...
Sorry.
The old movie. Have you seen the old one?
I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, that's right. I'm doing a really good job explaining it.
There you are.
So there's this really scary part in the book where one of the characters who is becoming a vampire floats up to this other character's window. And he's like at the window. And that always freaked me out
that
as a kid.
That is scary. Well, it's that peeker through the door thing.
It's the peeker through the door. Oh, I don't like that. People are watching me.
Voyeur.
Ugh. Psycho.
Yeah.
And I was like really gearing up for that part.
Yeah.
It wasn't that scary.
Oh, I hate that.
The older movie did it better.
Yeah.
The vampire, the big one, the big vampire.
The one.
Listen, there are two things you know about
vampire.
Me. I will always be a blonde and I will never remember anybody's name. Scary.
Always be a blonde.
Scary.
Scary.
Like its first reveal, it's pretty scary.
Okay.
The ending, though, they really mucked that up.
Were they taking liberties?
Oh. They make everybody go to the drive-in, and they make everybody stay at the drive-in until the sun comes up or something.
What?
Yeah.
So they completely changed it.
It was like a Bob's Burgers episode. And I said, you know what?
No. Give me the book.
I was mad.
Yeah.
I was mad.
I don't blame you.
Fired.
Well, because it's like also not the first adaptation of it.
It's the third adaptation.
Okay, so like, I don't know what was wrong with the first two, but you weren't taking notes.
And like, I'm pretty sure they were bad actors. Mm. Like, I thought they were selling it
and then
bad.
Like, no.
I will say the tone of a Stephen King book, the tone of a Stephen King book is very difficult.
Well, it's funny that so much of it is adapted because what that tells me is, well, first of all, they're popular.
Yeah.
But also maybe a lot of people were able to imagine something very specific, so they wanted to realize it.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, very few nail it.
And that's what's so amazing about books. You can have your own experience.
Well,
based on what?
Reading.
Based on your own
imagination.
Reality. No, what was I saying last episode? I know. I know it. I just can't think of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Acceptance.
Acceptance.
Radical acceptance.
Adaptation.
Oh, I love that movie.
I do too. That's a really good movie. Go watch that movie. Also, watch any movie written by Charlie Kaufman. Mm-hmm. And also watch the movies he's directed. They're very good. Go and watch Synecdoche, New York, bitch.
Oh, man.
And have your mind expanded a little bit.
Have I seen any other horror movies?
Horror movies?
Oh, my God. You know what I do have?
What?
Forever, if we ever really want to get...
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-mm. I bought 3 VHS tapes. They're all 50 minutes long. Well, I should have brought them so I could have held them up today. One's about dinosaurs.
Okay.
One's about humans.
Okay.
And the other is about Lucy. You know who Lucy is?
Laduca. Not Lucy.
No. Lucy as in
the dinosaur.
The primate that they believe that we came from. I don't know. She's part of our genome.
Yeah.
Sure. But it's from an extremist Christian point of view who believed dinosaurs were alive only a couple thousand years ago. And I want to watch them so bad.
I'm afraid.
I want to watch them so bad.
I'm scared.
They're only 50 minutes. And we can turn them off if they're boring.
We can watch,
but I don't
10
think they're boring.
One of them.
Okay, the dinosaur one.
The dinosaur
the Lucy one,
sure.
The Lucy one, though, is called Lucy. She ain't no lady.
So transphobic. I have seen such programs, not these exactly, and I cannot prepare you for how crazy they are.
I cannot prepare
you for how serious these people are going to sound when saying these
things.
Well,
that's why
things.
We need to be out of our mind.
Yes.
Yeah. They're sitting on the giant beanbag watching a VHS tape of them telling us dinosaurs lived 100 years ago.
Deadass. Deadass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're so serious.
Can ham.
And they're like, all right, now scientists, your ball, your core, like, it's truly like they're trying to, like, volley.
Scary.
Scary.
Oh, man.
You want to see, you want to have a really scary Halloween? Go to church.
Oh, my God. Dressed as this.
Oh, my God. Go to...
You know where I really want to go?
What?
I want to go to that life-size Noah's Ark so bad.
Oh, really?
It's not even funny.
In drag?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be going as Noah.
As Noah.
I mean, that bitch was a drag queen.
I mean, yeah.
Speaking to the sky, building a theater, inviting only two animals at a time.
Yeah.
He had like 27 sons and a mother.
He was drag.
What's his mother's name? Not his mother, his wife's name. She's not part of the story.
She is.
Just a bunch of gays and animals in a giant club on the water while the world suffers.
Sounds
you tell
scary.
Me that's not the Hunger Games? Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
More like Boa's Ark.
Ow.
No.
Noah's Ark is also the name of a gay show.
That's what I'm saying, girl.
Yeah.
Listen, old men wrote the Bible because they just wanted to touch each other.
This is true. And they were like, I mean, listen, that's the whole reason my name is what it is. Queen James?
The Bible.
She had that Bible commissioned so that she could get the church off her back.
Yeah.
For that's, fucking men.
But that's
that is
true.
100%
that
true.
That is so true. It's like laws. When they start making laws that are, you know, subjugating you, that's a real word, right? Subjugating you. Yeah. That's what the Bible is. It's a set of laws owning you.
Yeah. Controlling you.
Controlling you.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Spooky, scary. Spooky, spooky.
Spooky, spooky. God, that's some heavy themes for you. Are you
Seriously.
Shackled yet?
Kill the police in your mind.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
I took it as, fear is the mind killer?
Mm.
And when you start policing your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
And judging yourself so harshly.
Yes.
Then you are a cop of yourself. And you have to love yourself. Also, we live in like a cop state, a cop world, that we take on those things and become policing little cops ourselves. And Karens of ourselves.
Oh.
Kill the police in your mind. That's what that's about.
Kill the police in your mind. Kill the things telling you no or something. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if that voice is telling you to kill someone else, that's a different story.
Yeah.
And that's on Billy Loman.
Who's Billy Loman?
Isn't that from Scream?
Billy Loomis.
Loomis. Who's Billy Loman? Is that...
That's Willie Loman. Girl, your Willie's loaded.
This boa's constricted, that's for sure. Listen. Well, go watch a scary movie, or if you're really looking for a fright, go to church.
Tell us your favorite scary movie.
Oh, what is it?
And better, or no, more points if it's something we've never heard of.
Yeah, seriously. Or seen. Yeah.
I've seen a lot.
You've seen a lot.
You've seen a lot.
I've seen a fair amount.
You've seen a lot of dick.
This is true.
So, I mean, come on. Pull it out.
Our requests for our audience are getting very, like...
Well, I'm just saying whatever is coming to my mind.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And you're listening, right?
You're listening.
Right?
They probably think we're the weirdos. It's words. Like in The Craft. It's like in The Craft.
Never seen it. I know.
Okay, well,
can't be friends anymore.
Okay, wait. No, I never went back to... you're spending Thanksgiving with us, right? Okay, you want to see Wicked on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
Craft. We gotta buy. Never seen The Craft?
No.
Yeah, we'll do that tonight.
Yeah, good idea.
Craft.
Teen Witches, right?
We are the weirdos, mister.
Right. I just have like a... Like, we own weirdo. You don't get to take that from us.
Oh, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I am weird.
Me too. Stuck my tongue out.
Did you? I really wanted to come on here and say it was Lucius Malfoy. But
you could still.
I could.
You want to turn around and come back as him?
Wait. I'm doing like Real Housewives.
Do you need like an intro line?
Yeah, I'm going there.
Ooh.
Hi. I'm Lucius Malfoy, here for a good Slytherin. That was pretty good.
That was good. Write that one down.
It wasn't an accent, but there you go.
Almost better you didn't do an accent, I think.
Should I try it with an accent?
Yeah, you should.
Okay. What accent does he have?
English. British. Same thing. No, it's not.
What line did I say?
I don't remember now.
Say something in Britain. Say something in English.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's Tuesday. I'm Lucius Malfoy. Nope. I don't know it.
You were there. You were so close.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
That's it.
I'm Lucius Malfoy.
And he said, now we're doing Alabama.
Listen, that's one thing I can't do.
I'm Lucius Malfoy, and I'm here to take you on a tractor ride through the hay bales.
God, that's no. Not. Now I'm just like, not Candy Muse.
Candy Moose.
I was thinking of Gentalia. What a great drag name.
Genitalia? I'm pretty sure that's taken.
Just Gentalia.
Oh, Gentalia.
Gentalia.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentalia. Love that.
That's
name.
Great. One word.
Gentalia.
Gentalia.
Alien.
Yeah, pay us if you ever use that.
Love that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's really ought to be time to love yourself.
Yeah.
And remember, people have many opinions.
People have many experiences.
People have many experiences. Not many people are reading books.
Go read a book.
Go read a book.
Yeah.
And if you're not reading a book, I don't know. Go touch grass.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or don't. Smoke grass.
That's a good one too.
And remember, if you're gonna love yourself, do it in the safety of your own home.
Yeah. Make sure no one's watching.
Don't be grounding your wank in the car.
No.
Bye. Girl went off the rails.
I mean, grinding your wank is not my favorite saying ever.